Hello, this is Paige Estrotori with your weekly insurance news wrap brought to you by Financial Services Online. We start this Tuesday, July 23rd, 2024, with a crucial report showing Queensland renters at a significant financial risk due to a lack of contents insurance. A startling 78% of renters are without insurance, according to a study by RAC Insurance. Uninsured renters face severe risks, especially in the event of natural disasters, with the average claims cost over the past 3 years reaching $807. Trent Sayers, CEO of RAC Insurance, stressed the importance of educating renters about tailoring affordable coverage against risks like theft and storms. It appears many renters either undervalue their belongings, see insurance as a financial burden, or sadly, aren't even aware of it. An urgent need exists for increased educational initiatives to safeguard renters' financial stability. Turning now to Victoria, where there's much discourse on the importance of upholding business ethics and integrity. The Victorian Building Authority, or VBA, has handed a record fine of $250,000 to Aecon Constructions and its director, Sait Iransi, for using fake insurance certificates to secure building permits. After investigations uncovered that Aecon had falsified more than 150 domestic building insurance records, the VBA moved swiftly, bringing a halt to Aecon's operations in April and banning Iransi from the industry for 3 years. Anna Cronin, the CEO of Victoria Building Authority, expressed the organization's commitment to combating unethical practices and reminded consumers of the importance of confirming builders' registrations and insurance policies. This case serves as a cautionary tale to consumers, signaling the necessity of trust but verify. In international business news, Liberty Mutual Insurance Group's unit, LM Re, is making waves with the launch of a dedicated Australian branch. LM Re's transition from using Aris to manage its portfolio through Lloyd's to a direct intervention shows a strong market presence and growth plans for Australia and New Zealand. Mark de la Mar, formerly of Aon, will take up the helm as head of Australia and New Zealand later this year. This move is expected to enhance LM Re's capabilities to offer bespoke reinsurance solutions in the region. Finally, in a progressive move, HCF, the Australian nonprofit health fund, has broadened its insurance offerings to meet consumer needs better. In a renewed partnership with Allianz, HCF will now include home and motor insurance products. This decision was propelled by a recent survey which found that 95% of HCF members aged 25 and above consider affordable insurance a top priority. Both HCF and Allianz aim to provide their near 2 million members with reliable insurance services and a streamlined claims process amid increasing cost of living pressures. And that wraps up this week's insurance news. I'm Paige Estrotori, on behalf of Financial Services Online, reminding everyone to ensure you are safeguarded against life's unexpected challenges. For more information about personal and business insurance, visit financialservicesonline.com.au. Thank you for listening.